ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशे तारिणे। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधास्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाहं विप्रो न च नरपति वैश्यो न शूद्रो नाहं वर्णो गापतो निर्वा किन्तु प्रोदन निखल परमानन्द पूर्णामृताब्धे गोपी भर्तु पदकमलोर्दास दासानुदास। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद। जय अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे। जय श्री प्रभुपाद। तो किस भाषा में विच लैंग्वेज? इंग्लिश हिंदी संस्कृत जर्मन बंगाली। किस भाषा की आप लोग? इंग्लिश हिंदी बंगाली। আমি বাংলা করে ভালো জানি না। 1965 থেকে আমি বাংলা শিখলাম। মা ঠাকুরদা আমাকে বলেন তো মহাপ্রভুর আস্বাদন পরিবার জন্য তুমি বাংলা শিখতে পারবে হবে। তো আমাকে 2 মিনিটে তার বাংলা শিখাই দিলেন। চেতন ভাগবতের প্রয়াল ছিল লক্ষ্মীর বচন শুনি গৌরাঙ্গ সুন্দর মুখে কিছু না বলেন হাসিয়া অন্তর। তো সিন্স 1965 লার্ন বেঙ্গলি। Anyway, तो मेरे ख्याल से इंग्लिश आप लोग ज्यादा समझते हैं हिंदी ठीक है। मगर मैं प्रभुपाद का हिंदी ट्रांसलेटर हूँ। प्रभुपाद मुझसे हिंदी में ही बात करते थे, इंग्लिश में बहुत कम बात करते थे। Anyway, so this is a, I think, volume, new volume. Which volume? I don't know. Volume 2, chapter 1, Unlimited Opportunity, Limited Time. Montreal, August 1968, Srila Prabhupada was in his room speaking with several disciples. So, Annapurna, you have got some news? He asked. Annapurna was a young British girl. A few months ago, her father had written from England that he might be able to provide a house if some devotee came there. Yes, she replied. So, what is our next program? She was reticent. That letter from your father is encouraging? Yes, he encourages me. But he says, he can't provide any place if we come there. Prabhupada looked disappointed. That's all right. It's up to Krishna. When we go to someone to preach, we have to stand before them with folded hands, with all humility. My dear sir, please take to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, Pradyumna spoke up. I was reading a book by this big atheist Swami. There are some letters in the back of the book, and I was looking at them. Atheist Swami's book, Prabhupada said, we have nothing to do with. I was not looking at his philosophy, Pradyumna explained. I was just looking at the technique he used when he was in America. He wanted to go to Europe, so he had a man, a rich benefactor, who went on a 6-week tour of France, England, Germany, Switzerland, Holland, and then back, arranging lectures. That's how he did most of his tour. He had one or two influential people, and they arranged everything. And the lectures were arranged, and the society. So, you can arrange like that? Prabhupada asked. I was thinking that there would be a Royal Asiatic Society in London. I think Thakur Bhaktivinod was a member of that. But where is Thakur Bhaktivinod's Sangha Association? Prabhupada asked. Well, Pradyumna continued, still there may be some people you could open correspondence with. They might be interested in sponsoring you. Is there anything about Krishna in that Swami's speech? Prabhupada asked. No. Prabhupada said thoughtfully, in England, we would have no place to stay. Pradyumna might talk with influential persons traveling ahead and making all the arrangements, but where were such persons? Here was a shy girl who could barely speak up, whose father would not help, and Pradyumna reading an atheist Swami and talking of a Royal Asiatic Society. But nothing practical. Prabhupada had plans, though. He had asked Mukund and Shyam Sundar to go to London and try to establish an ISKCON center. They had agreed and would be arriving in Montreal from San Francisco in a few days. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada's own spiritual master, had wanted Krishna consciousness in Europe. During the 1930s, he had sent his most experienced sannyasis to London, but they had returned nothing accomplished. It was not possible to teach Krishna consciousness to the Mlechhas. They had complained. Europeans could not sit long enough to hear the Vaishnava philosophy. One of the sannyasis had met Lord Zetland, who had inquired curiously, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahman? The sannyasi had assured Lord Zetland he could, certainly.
If Zetland would give up meat eating, intoxication, gambling and illicit sex. Impossible, Lord Zetland had replied. And the sannyasis had accepted this response as the standard of all Europeans. The sannyasis had returned to India. Vaishnavism could never take hold in the West. So what do? You simply read or you explain? Simply reading, na? Leela Amrit say what we do? Simply reading, na? You know who Pradyumna is? Who Pradyumna? Prabhupada, when he will travel, he will have his four devotees traveling with him. One was his servant, one was his secretary, generally sannyasis, one was Pradyumna Prabhu, our American god brother, and he was a Sanskrit editor. And one devotee was Nitai Das Adhikari. Both were grihasth, Pradyumna Prabhu and Nitai Prabhu. Nitai Prabhu learned Bengali, so he was Srila Prabhupada's Bengali editor. So Pradyumna, as he is asking, Srila Prabhupada wanted to spread Krishna consciousness in London, but there was not any practical approach to this problem, and people were confused. And as we see in the next paragraph, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he had sent sannyasis. Ban Maharaj, Bhakti Hriday Ban Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's god brother, who had an institute, now it's a university, I think, opposite our Krishna Balram temple. He was one of them. So he returned, it's not possible, we have to give them meat, all these things. And I had a fortune to have darshan of Ban Maharaj in 78 in Vrindavan Prabhupada Disciplines Festival. That was the first festival. He came and we heard the two things about him. He was not very favorable to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada warned me, actually I have about 30 letters from Srila Prabhupada I brought with me. You can do the photocopy if you like. Although there are some, according to Deshkal Patra, Patra, and according to my foolishness, there are something like that. But it's up to you how you take those letters. But all those letters are filled with preaching and useful for everyone. So there, Bhakti Hriday Ban Maharaj, when Srila Prabhupada was going, he said, Swamiji, Swami Maharaj, first you, I will teach you how to eat, how to take prasad with fork, knife and spoon. So Srila Prabhupada said, Maharaj, I am going to US not to learn or not to eat prasad with spoons and knives, but I will make them to leave this habit of eating with spoon and knife. I will make them Brahmins and they will learn how to eat with hand. Then when Srila Prabhupada, when there nobody was prepared to accompany him, he requested many of his god brothers, brahmacharis, sannyasis, who will go to that Mlechhas country. But when he became successful, Srila Prabhupada was so merciful, so humble, that he always gave credit to his Guru Maharaj. When he became successful, then all here so-called our Vaishnavas, oh, Swamiji was very near, close to me, and I did this, I did that, I did that. But nobody was prepared. Prabhupada wrote so many letters, if you see, the Jaldut diary there. Also, we have Beginning, again, very nice book. So once Srila Prabhupada, ultimately then he said, okay, I have to depend on my Guru Maharaj and Krishna, and then he became successful. London, this Bombay is a very special place. As you know, Prabhupada used to call that Sri Ram Vrindavan is my home, श्रीधाम मायापुर इज माई प्लेस ऑफ वर्शिप, गृहस्थली अर्चन स्थली एंड बॉम्बे इज माई ऑफिस, माई कार्यस्थली. पर्टिकुलरली दिस हरे कृष्ण लैंड जुहू, the devotees who are staying, they are the most fortunate. Why? Can somebody answer? Not in India. This temple is unique, not in India, but entire world, and I should say entire universe. Why? You are all staying under shelter of Radha Ras Vihari. Please let me know. Why you people are so fortunate as compared to the other devotees? Although all are fortunate, but the Radha Ras Vihari's devotees or Hare Krishna land. Anyway, how many of you know that Srila Prabhupada finished completely which book in India? How many of you know? You know? Kisko malum hai kaun sa granth Srila Prabhupada ne Bharat mein purn kiya? Kisi ko nahi? मुझे लगता है यहाँ कई साल रहने पड़ेंगे. एक्चुअली फर्स्ट टाइम आई केम टू राधा रास बिहारी इन 78 व्हेन आई रिटर्न फ्रॉम यूके. देन आई हैड सर्व्ड इन बीबीटी फॉर 4-5 इयर्स कमिंग टू एंड फोर्थ फ्रॉम वृंदावन टू हियर. देन आई केम आफ्टर 10 इयर्स इन आई थिंक इन 88. देन अगेन 10 इयर्स ऑफ गैप. 2008 आई केम. And then last year, when we have our Pune temple opening, Kondawa temple, I came for a few hours for Radha Ras Vihari. So this is a unique place. Prabhupada had written many books, as we know. Krishna was the first book when he reached USA. Although Krishna book is the most confidential part of Bhagavatam, but Srila Prabhupada said that I don't know how long Krishna will keep me here. So this portion must be presented before the public from Guru Parampara system and from a pure devotee, so that they can understand this most difficult topic, most confidential topic of Lord Krishna, particularly Ras Leela. He gave the example that Krishna, Chaitanya Das Kaviraj Goswami, he finished Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually started Chaitanya at the age of 90 years, I think. And he said, I am not able to remember, na hile smarane, likh nahi padte, ami jaratur kapaye kar. I am very old, my hands tremble. But because he got the blessings of Radha Govindji from Garland, so he could finish. And but before he wrote Antalila, he gave in code form Lord Chaitanya Antalila in Madhya Lila. It's known as a schematic manifestation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therein briefly he described about the Lord Chaitanya feeling separation in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri. Again, I had the good fortune of visiting Puri, visited many times, but this year 3 times. April, when we have selected those trees for Lord Jagannath, Sudarshan, Daru Brahmo, Baldev and Subhadrama. Then Istan Yatra, again I could go there. Because the Istan Yatra which I had in London in 78, June, the day I left London. Since then I was not fortunate for having this Istan Yatra. Then I went to, then again for Rath Yatra. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada completed in this spot, in this Hare Krishna land, as he mentioned in the concluding words. But again, my question is, how many of you know this Hare Krishna land, where did he complete this book? He finished this book on Rama Ekadashi, 10th of November, 1975. Kisi ko pata hai? Yahan ke aur bhakton ko bhi nahi malum. I am trying since 2013. as many devotees. Although I was fortunate to live in the same room where Srila Prabhupada finished his Chaitanya Charitamrit. It's a D block. I don't know how many of you have seen that. Last corner, we have a big palm tree. 213 is a tree number. Yesterday I saw that. So there Prabhupada had his bedroom, sitting room. And on the roof, he used to give darshan. I think if you've seen a photograph, Prabhupada sitting on a takhat, on an asan, and our this film producer, Haridas Prabhu, sitting at his lotus feet, and this picture is there. So there he finished. So my request was that, although we have dismantled that building, and even devotees from the present generation, they don't know what to talk of coming. So I'm trying, we have to talk with Brajhari Prabhu. At least, no matter, although we have dismantled, we can make a board, sign board, indicating Srila Prabhupada finished on such and such a date, Chaitanya Charitamrit. We can write the concluding words. They are very important, those concluding words. Unfortunately, we forget to translate that into Hindi. That I came to know in last 2014 Ramaya Ekadashi Day in Vrindavan. I was there, so I told authority that today is the Ekadashi when Srila Prabhupada completed Chaitanya Charitamrit. So they announced and they read in from English. So I was given a Hindi Bhagavatam class. When I called for Chaitanya Charitamrit, I found those pages were missing. I call a second edition again missing. Then Bhakti Gaurav Narayan Maharaj, our Tamal Krishna Maharaj disciples, Odia Sannyasis, he actually edited. I asked him, said they didn't give me. Then I requested Bhima Prabhu, so he said, okay, you translate. Anyway, that translation is finished about 3 months back. And I'm thinking that we can put Hindi English both. It appears that is so touching concluding words. Adhip Srila Prabhupada is sitting in front of his Guru Maharaj and talking to him. He recalled his first meeting with Bhakti Siddhanta Sarati Thakur. Then he also again goes on to explain that you can associate in two ways, Vani and Vapu. Vapu, bodily, physical presence, sometimes appreciable, sometimes not. But the Vani instructions, it is eternal. It goes on to exist eternally. Just like Bhagavad Gita is Lord Krishna's Vani, and we can associate with Lord Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita. Then he said, his Guru Maharaj used to say, one day will come that foreigners will learn Bengali to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said that day has come, and definitely it was wouldn't very pleasing to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur this day where we have completed Chaitanya Charitamrita. But then he again said that I am confident that he is seeing my activities and guiding me. This again is a golden. Anyway, I will finish this. Because Prabhupada Leela is Anant. And although I did not have fortune to meet him physically many times, only 2 times in India and 3-4 times in London, but he had given so much nectar that we can talk hours and hours. So again, we'll continue this. This again is such a nice book. We should be grateful to Satsvarup Maharaj. He gave us such a nice book. That I think there is volume 7 also it came out. I don't know. I was found in Calcutta. Volume 6 is a biography. Volume 7 again is there now. The incident which were not mentioned in those, so that the volume 7 is there. I am not able to. What he used to do in 78, when the book will come, Gopal Krishna Maharaj will bring a new book from the West, and we'll have a competition who will going to study first. First offer to altar. In the night time, we'll just Pujari, then me, then Purnapram Prabhupada, Vibhuti manager. But the condition was, by the morning you have to bring it back. The whole night we will study, try to finish that book, give it to some other devotees. So Prabhupada Leelamrita is also wonderful. And also one book, I don't know how many, Prabhupada's Antalila pastime. It's a drama by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. I feel Srila Prabhupada had dictated, had through him, for his some confidential things which he had mentioned. So Srila Prabhupada, through him, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, that these books are not mine. Krishna is making me to dictate this thing, and that's why he used to read himself the purports and the translation. So these are really, they are shastras, revealed scriptures. And as Srila Prabhupada said, for next 10,000 years, there will be law books, and they will come. So next paragraph says, Prabhupada had faith that his disciples would succeed. They would help him establish ISKCON centers in Europe, just as they had in North America. Certainly such success would greatly please Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Prabhupada told of a man who found a god, G-O-U-R-D, god, lying on the road, kaise assemble kiya, and picked it up, and then found a stick and a wire and picked them. In themselves, the three parts were useless, but by putting the god, the stick and the wire together, the man made a veena and began to play beautiful music. Similarly, Prabhupada had come to the West and found some rejected youths lying here and there, and he himself had been rejected by the people of New York City. Even in India, in one of the letters Srila Prabhupada wrote me, it's a 2-page letter and good for technocrats. He asked me to write with Swarup Damodar Maharaj and present this theory, life comes out of life. So actually I wrote him, Srila Prabhupada, in India also many people, again mine was case was that my father and grandfather were all Gaudiya Vaishnavs. We have the deities since 75 years old of Gaur Nitai and Radha Krishna. So I asked Srila Prabhupada that many people in India, they have not even heard name of Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada wrote me back that you are saying like that. So he said, it's our misfortune as well as those people's misfortune that they were not able to hear the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, my big, big God brothers, although we have no, I mean, even it's not proper etiquette to tell something about Prabhupada's God brother, because on Prabhupada's level we should treat. But Prabhupada said, my big, big God brothers, they could not preach the name of Lord Chaitanya even within the India. And they criticize me, our ISKCON, find so many faults. But it is a fact that none of them are fit to occupy the post of Prabhupada. He said, when I was in India, I approached many respectable persons. Sir, you have 4 sons. Please give me one. I want to make a Brahmanical society. So the people will reply, sir, what you will do by making Brahmanical society? What is the use of making Brahmins? So he said, I tried in India, but I was not successful. Then I came to the West, and by mercy of my Guru Maharaj and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is successful. So he told me that you can also do the same thing, and don't be depressed if people don't hear you. We are interested to satisfy Guru and Krishna, and we don't care for the people's opinion who are on the platform of ass and camel. The shloka comes in Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada find this youth lying here and there. He had to stay in Bauri. Bauri is just like the Rain Basera which we have in our India. But the quality of that is still worse. Whole night they drink, dance, take LSD, and then in the daytime they come and take rest lying down. Srila Prabhupada had to stay for some time. But those were having some sense that Swamiji is coming. So although they were lying on the floor, on the path, they will just move here and there and give Srila Prabhupada the passage to pass out. Then again there was some problem. You all know the boy became crazy. So Prabhupada left his everything and just left that Bauri. Then Mukunda Prabhu Maharaj, they came. So, but by grace of Krishna, the combination had become successful. If his disciples remained sincere and followed his orders, they would succeed in Europe. Three married couples, Mukunda and Janki, Shamsundar and Malti, with their infant daughter Saraswati, and Gurudas and Jamuna. Unfortunately, this year again, we have lost Gurudas Prabhu Maharaj. He was instrumental in establishing our Vrindavan temple. He was temple president. And for 40th anniversary of Krishna Balaram, they all came. Gurudas Maharaj. And again this year we lost Brahmananda Maharaj also. I feel they have all gone back to Srila Prabhupada to help him to preach in other universe. These are the beginners, devotees, and they helped Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada told me in London, of course in Hindi, dekho in bhakton ko, inke purvaj, baap dada, he used that word, unhone kabhi Krishna ka naam nahi suna. Mar in log mansa vacha karmana se surrender kiye hain, and they are helping me, isliye hum pure vishv mein. Prabhupada ki ye namrata thi. Aur bole dusri visheshta ye hai ki they don't have any offense. Naam jante nahi the Krishna naam kya hai, to naam aparadh bhi nahi tha. Bhartiya log janbujh ke manne kunjar shauchavat upadeshamrit padha hai. Haathi khub achha nahata hai jheel mein aur fir wapas dhool. So prayaschit ka, what's the purpose of such atonement? Just like we know Christians, they have a confession room. Church mein ek kamra hota hai. The father, dekhiye yog nidra sabko aati hai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya hum log jaise kehte hain, nidra devi hum log pe akraman karti hain. Mala jab ke samay bhi jahan hum soche thoda baith lein, thoda cushion gaddi mein baith jaye, kursi mein baith jaye, foran jhoomne lagte hain hum log. तो ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जब करते हैं तो मंदिर में भक्तों की संख्या भी कम हो जाती है, और जब हम शरीर विद्या जाल करते हैं तो पूरा मंदिर प्रसाद हाल पूरा भर जाता है. तो इसमें कोई संकोच की बात नहीं है. मैं प्रोफेसर हूं तो मैं तो अपने स्टूडेंट्स को भी जो झपकी लेता है, मतलब गो एंड वॉश योर फेस. तो यदि हम लोग, क्योंकि ये जिसने ठीक से श्रवण किया है, hearing shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atma nivedanam, Shri Prabhupada kehte the, the qualification which he had according to his guru maharaj, not according to him. Bhakti siddhanta Saraswati Thakur will speak for 4 hours, 5 hours, then 6 hours for one verse, and his big sannyasi disciples will leave out of 1 hour, 2 hours. But Srila Prabhupada said that I will sit, and whether I understand, I don't understand, but I try to sit. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur Prabhupada said, this boy, he doesn't leave the pravachan in between. He tries to hear attentively. That is his qualification. So I'll make him my disciple. So hearing is most important for us. Even Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should be able to hear all 16 words. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is our samadhi. We don't artificially try to meditate. Because Krishna is absolute. His name, form, pastimes, Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham, Parikar, Vaishishtya, they are all on same level. So this Shyamasundara Prabhu and Malati, I think Malati Mataji sometimes comes, and her daughter, I think Saraswati was a very small daughter. I remember I saw her in Mayapur in 72. She was playing and then she fell down on the ground, started crying outside Srila Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada called her. What happened? Srila Prabhupada, I fell down on the ground. I said, no. You see how many aunts you have killed. Well, no, I haven't killed anyone. And okay, give him some prasadam. So the Saraswati is also one story. Giriraj Maharaj told that about Krishna, that the deity was there. So Prabhupada will show and hide them. Then he'll play with that girl. He said, where is Krishna? I think she was playing the deity. So Prabhupada took and hid Krishna. Then she started looking for Krishna. Here, there. So one devotee asked, Saraswati, who has Krishna? So she was very small. So she said, Prabhupada is having Krishna. And she ran towards Srila Prabhupada and got Krishna. Her preaching was, she'll take 3-4 BTGs. And I remember in Kumbh Mela in 1970, we have our camp opposite Big Hanumanji. That was the first time then we had near Jhusi. So we'll take 2-3 BTGs and show them. You know who Krishna is? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada heard, he was so pleased to see her preaching. So that, the qualification of Srila Prabhupada, that if someone is having 1% Krishna consciousness and 99% rubbish, will see that 1% and he will always encourage. He never said, you do this service, you do that service. He will ask devotees, you tell what you want to do. It's not a commercial institution, ISKCON. It's a devotional institution. Any problem, settlement of deities, chant Hare Krishna. And our relationship should be based on love. If somebody leaves, it's our fault. We should fall at his lotus feet. Please. This is actually Vaikuntha. And we should all, if there's some problem in the house, nobody leaves. We try to resolve. This is also Srila Prabhupada's house. Minor problems, and if we think we are not Krishna conscious in Bombay or Radharas Vihari, we will in Vrindavan, that is not possible. Because by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, all centers are Vrindavan. And if we follow Guru and Krishna, there will be no problem. Otherwise, this material world, padam padam yad vipadam natesham, but we can be on safe side. Remain in the boat of four principles, chanting 16 rounds, and preach, do service. So these three devotees, they went there. In fact, Gurudas Maharaj, I met him in April, our 40th anniversary, and he gave me one book to translate into Hindi. But unfortunately, he is no more physically present. But I will do that also. So this actually, these three people, they arrived in Montreal, Canada, and eager to travel to London. These three couples had begun the temple in San Francisco, where they had close association with Srila Prabhupada. They had helped Prabhupada introduce Kirtan, Prasadam and Rath Yatra among the hippies of Haight-Ashbury. Now they were eager to help him introduce Krishna consciousness in London. Prabhupada asked the three couples to remain with him in Montreal for a week or two so that he could train them to perform kirtan expertly. Chanting Hare Krishna was not a theatrical performance but an act of devotion, properly conducted only by pure devotees, not by professional musicians. Yet, if Prabhupada's disciples became proficient in their singing, London people would better appreciate Krishna consciousness. The thought of these devotees preaching in England made Prabhupada ecstatic. With their kirtan, they would become more popular than the yogis with their gymnastics and impersonal meditations. Here people say yoga, yoga. Yoga is not for the fat women to become thin. It's not yoga. It's yogasans. Gymnastics. Yoga means to link. We know mathematics. Yoga karo, jodo. So you have to link up with Krishna. Bhakti yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga. And of course in Kali Yuga we have this Harinam Sankirtan. So as the London program became a tangible fact, Srila Prabhupada began to reveal more plans. Prabhupada already seemed to have hundreds of detailed plans for implementing Krishna consciousness around the world. He only needed willing helpers. In the daily kirtan rehearsals, Prabhupada taught the devotees to chant Hare Krishna and other devotional songs, beginning with a slow tempo and building gradually. He would regularly interrupt and have them begin again, listening carefully as Jamuna led the chanting. Our Brahma Sangita was sung by Jamuna Mataji, who is also no more. Her samadhi is in Vrindavan Gaushala. So this Govinda Madhi Purusham was led by her. As Jamuna led the chanting, Prabhupada stopped her at times to correct her Sanskrit pronunciation. The class goes up to 9 past 10. What's timing? 9 past 10. Okay. So I think we can read one more paragraph. So after 2 weeks in Montreal, the London party came together for a final meeting with Prabhupada. He was sending them to start a center in London to fulfill his spiritual master's dream. The sannyasis, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, had sent to London. Prabhupada told them, had lectured in a few places, posed for photos with lords and ladies, and then returned to India. But Prabhupada wanted his disciples to go out boldly, chant the holy name, and attract others to chant. Lord Chaitanya had personally used this method while touring South India. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that whoever saw Lord Chaitanya became ecstatic in love of God. Then that ecstatic person would chant the holy name and ask others to chant. And when they saw that person, they too would become ecstatic. Thus the waves of ecstatic love of Krishna would increase. Prabhupada predicted that when the devotees chanted Hare Krishna, the people of London would hear the mantra, become devotees, and then enlighten others. Krishna consciousness would grow. The only requirement was the chanting be done purely without any material motivation. Prabhupada's enthusiasm was contagious, and as he spoke, he filled his disciples with the same contagious enthusiasm. When Mukunda asked Prabhupada if he had any specific instructions, Prabhupada replied with a story. In his youth, he had once seen a movie of Charlie Chaplin. Raj Kapoor, he used to play the full pants with knee and cap. Mera juta hai Japani, patloon Hindustani. So Charlie Chaplin, the setting was a formal ball held outdoors. And from the main dance ballroom, the dance room, and from the main dance arena were lanes with benches where couples sat. Some mischievous boys had plastered glue on one of the benches. And when a young man and his girlfriend came and sat down, when the young man got up, Prabhupada laughed and he told the story. His tail tore up the middle. His pant was torn off. Prabhupada told how the couple had returned to the dance, unaware of what had happened. But now they drew stares from the other dancers, wondering why they were suddenly attracting so much attention. The young man went into the dressing room and saw in the mirror his ripped coat tails. Deliberately, he then tore his coat also, all the way up to the collar, and returned to his partner and began dancing exuberantly. Another man joined, ripping his own coatels and dancing with his partner, as if to compete with the first couple. One by one, the other dancers followed, ripping their entails and dancing with abandon. At the conclusion of the story, the devotees in Prabhupada's room were all laughing uproariously. But finally, their laughter subsided and the meeting ended. Not until the devotees were already at the airport did Mukund, talking with Shyam Sundar, begin to appreciate and marvel at how expertly Prabhupada had answered his questions. By their bold, enthusiastic, confident preaching, they would attract people. Not everyone would immediately join in the dancing, as had the people in Charlie Chaplin film. The devotees might even be considered crazy at first, but they would be offering Krishna consciousness, the highest and rarest gift, and intelligent people would gradually appreciate this, even if at first they will laugh. By Srila Prabhupada's order, his London-bound disciples, holding kirtan in public, would present a profile quite different from the reserved profile of his sannyasi godbrothers. His godbrothers had imitated the British ways, but Prabhupada wanted the British to imitate the Vaishnavas. Vice versa. Ulta chahte the. To appear in the streets of London with shaven heads, dhotis, would require boldness. But it would be exciting to chant, carrying out the order of Lord Chaitanya, and the people would follow gradually, but definitely it was the will of Lord Chaitanya. So here we stop, but before the stop, again a small story of Ramananda Maharaj. In the beginning, they were wearing wristwatch. But Srila Prabhupada did not have any wristwatch. He was having a small watch he'll put in the pocket, and he'll come for class, puts his clock, just a Gandhiji, ladka ke pehne. So devotees say, why Srila Prabhupada is not wearing wristwatch, and why he uses this watch? It means it must be something to do with Krishna consciousness. To use this watch, round watch, it must be devotional service. So what they did, they threw all their wristwatches and bought the round watches. And Srila Prabhupada says, what happened to your wristwatch? Srila Prabhupada, he threw them away. Because we saw you are using that round watch. So round watch must be having something to do with Krishna consciousness. So you are also will use that round watch. Srila Prabhupada started laughing. He said, no, it's like that. I am using this old watch because I don't have the wristwatch. But why you people threw your watches? So they were so simple. Any Indian they saw in America, they will bow down. Oh, all Indians are pious. Whether they are smoking or doing. Prabhupada said, no. Don't think that as you have. Actually, Prabhupada wrote me a very strong letter. That as we have hawks and pigs in Vrindavan. So in the dress of Vaishnavas, there are many rascals. You have to be very careful. Don't mix with them. In fact, actually, I don't mean you not to mix up with all of his god brothers too. Simply they criticize. So, of course, there were few who were very affectionate and favorable, like Shridhar Maharaj, Narayana Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. We invited Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj to in Hare Krishna land with a series of lectures, Bhakti, Gyan and Karma. So he came here. First time you saw him in 1972 in Mayapur when he had foundation stone. So he came for the lectures. One Ram Shraddha Prabhu was also South Indian. We were there. He took him around. When Atul Krishna Goswami Maharaj from Radhanaganamal temple, he also came. So some were favorable, but generally we should avoid. So as Prabhupada said, there are some Vaishnavas like that. So we have to be careful. And so if there are any comments, I think time is, I took 5 minutes extra. Because as a professor, I have a habit of taking timed lecture. I don't want that my time should be taken by other teachers, nor I want to give my time. So it's very nice, and again I'm grateful for the association. I will be here for 1-2 days, came from Mira Road Festival. But my effort will be to have that spot somehow or other make visible so that people can come. Let's see what Srila Prabhupada wants. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Radharas Vihari Dham ki jai. Hare Krishna Land ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Gaur Premanande Riri. यहाँ का महाभारत भी आप लोगों को मालूम ही है. और एक डॉक्टर थे, वो भी अच्छे, मैं नाम भूल रहा हूँ, ये विले पार्ले में रहते थे. ही प्रभुपाद सेल सिक, तो ही केम और स्टेथोस्कोप लगाया, आला चेस्ट में लगाया, तो एकदम क्या हुआ, बोले श्री प्रभुपाद इससे तो महामंत्र की आवाज आ जा रही है. अच्छा, पुट इन द बैक. पीछे लगाया, वहां से महामंत्र. So I met that doctor, I don't know whether he's... So Prabhupada said, by chanting more and more, naam siddh ho jata. So he chanted also so many times, I mean so many years. So entire body becomes spiritual. Hum log dekhte bhale apne bahi drishti se hain, drashtai svabhav janitai vapashishcha doshai, na prakatam bhakta janasya paschet, ganga basam khalu dev budbud phene pankai, ब्रह्म द्रवत्तम अवगच्छति निर्धर्मय. उपदेशामृत वर्स 6. तो जहां हम लोगों ने बाह्य दृष्टि से देखा गुरु को, या देखना चाहिए कि उनकी कृष्ण कौन से, नॉट दाढ़ी है, मूछे हैं, लंबे हैं, मोटे हैं, पतले हैं, फिजिकल अपियरेंस, हाउ मच ही इज सरेंडर टू कृष्ण टीचिंग, दैट इज द गुरु क्वालिफिकेशन. सो आई एम अगेन थैंकफुल फॉर ऑल योर वैष्णव एसोसिएशन. हरे कृष्ण. Shri Prabhupada ki.